Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we will cover two more chapters of the book of Isaiah. We're in chapters 49 and 50. Our guest reader, Denise Washington Blomberg, will read chapter 49 and will listen to chapter 50 from Faith Comes by Hearing. So let's get into chapters 49 and 50 of the book of Isaiah.
Isaiah 49. Listen to me, O coastlands, and give attention, you peoples from afar. The Lord called me from the womb, from the body of my mother he named my name. He made my mouth like a sharp sword, in the shadow of his hand he hid me. He made me a polished arrow, in his quiver he hid me away. And he said to me, You are my servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified. But I said, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity, yet surely my right is with the Lord, and my recompense with God. And now the Lord says, He who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him, for I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has become my strength. He says, It is too light a thing that you should be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to bring back the preserved of Israel. I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, to deeply despised, abhorred by the nation, the servant of rulers. Kings shall see and arise, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves, because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. Thus says the Lord, In a time of favor I have answered you, in a day of salvation I have helped you. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, to establish the land, to apportion the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, Come out to those who are in darkness, appear. They shall feed along the ways, on all bare heights shall be their pasture. They shall not hunger or thirst, neither scorching wind nor sun shall strike them. For he who has pity on them will lead them, and by springs of water will guide them. And I will make all my mountains a road, and all my highways shall be raised up. Behold, these shall come from afar, and behold, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Syene. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing. For the Lord has comforted his people, and will have compassion on his afflicted. But Zion said, The Lord has forsaken me, my Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Your builders make haste. Your destroyers and those who laid you waste go out from you. Lift up your eyes around and see, they all gather. They come to you. As I live, declares the Lord, you shall put them all on as an ornament. You shall bind them on as a bride does. Surely your waste and your desolate places and your devastated land, surely now you will be too narrow for your inhabitants, and those who swallowed you up will be far away. The children of your bereavement will yet say in your ears, The place is too narrow for me. Make room for me to dwell in. Then you will say in your heart, Who has borne me these? I was bereaved and barren, exiled and put away. But who has brought up these? Behold, I was left alone. From where have these come? Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will lift up my hand to the nations, and raise my signal to the peoples, and they shall bring your sons in their arms, and your daughters shall be carried on their shoulders. Kings shall be your foster fathers, and their queens your nursing mothers. With their faces to the ground they shall bow down to you, and lick the dust of your feet. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Those who wait for me shall not be put to shame. Can the prey be taken from the mighty, or the captives of a tyrant be rescued? For thus says the Lord, Even the captives of the mighty shall be taken, and the prey of the tyrant be rescued. For I will contend with those who contend with you, and I will save your children. I will make your oppressors eat their own flesh, and they shall be drunk with their own blood as with wine. Then all flesh shall know that I am the Lord your Savior, and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob.
Isaiah 50.
Thus says the Lord, where is your mother's certificate of divorce with which I sent her away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities you were sold, and for your transgressions your mother was sent away. Why, when I came, was there no man? Why, when I called, was there no one to answer? Is my hand shortened, that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, by my rebuke I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a desert. Their fish stink for lack of water and die of thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness and make sackcloth their covering. The Lord God has given me the tongue of those who are taught, that I may know how to sustain with a word him who is weary. Morning by morning he awakens. He awakens my ear to hear as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I turned not backward. I gave my back to those who strike, and my cheeks to those who pull out the beard. I hid not my face from disgrace and spitting, but the Lord God helps me, therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God helps me. Who will declare me guilty? Behold, all of them will wear out like a garment. The moth will eat them up. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the voice of his servant? Let him who walks in darkness and has no light trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. Behold, all you who kindle a fire, who equip yourselves with burning torches, walk by the light of your fire and by the torches that you have kindled. This you have from my hand. You shall lie down in torment.
Let's go back and look at a couple of verses in both of these chapters, beginning with verse 1 of chapter 49. The Lord called me from the womb, from the body of my mother. He named my name. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God created you, that he knew your name while you were in your mother's womb? I believe it, and I also believe that he purposes every one of us according to his will. He created us for a reason, a purpose, to fulfill his kingdom here on earth. So let's be about his business. I also like verse 6 in chapter 49. It reminds me that God's salvation has been from the beginning, and it always included all people. It says, I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. And yes, he's speaking to the Jews, he's speaking to the nation of Israel, that he would make that nation a light for all nations, that his salvation could reach the end of the earth. So God has always been inclusive. He always intended that his salvation would reach to the ends of the earth, to all people. And lastly, in chapter 50, verse 2 says, is my hand shortened that it cannot redeem, or have I no power to deliver? No, friend, his hand is not shortened. Salvation is in the power of his right hand. He offers it to all who will receive it from him. So why do we do these podcasts? Why do we do Ad Bible, audio daily devotion, every day? We do it so people can connect with God's Word. And when we connect with God's Word, we connect with God. And that's our goal at the Ezra Project, to connect God's people to God's Word. I spend time each and every day in God's Word. But surveys tell us that busyness is what keeps people from God's Word. So that's why we created Ad Bible. So, if necessary, you could multitask. You can listen to God's Word, a chapter a day, and stay connected with God's Word. The other two reasons people say they don't read the Bible is because they don't know what it says and it doesn't apply to their lives. So in Ad Bible, we try to also address those two issues, making the Bible understandable and making it relevant to our lives today. And that, friends, is what God has called us to do. We hope you are enjoying Ad Bible, that it's touching your life, that you're growing spiritually. And if so, we pray that you will spread this to your friends, to your family, to those in your church, because you know people that are not spending time in God's Word on a daily basis. So turn them on to Ad Bible. Help us connect God's people to God's Word. And may God bless you as you do. Amen.